Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Started off today higher in the three grains, led by the soybeans. Soybeans went as high as 982.5. They went and touched and actually went just above the 50-day moving average for November, but then sold off. They went to 982.5. Now, they did close just a little bit lower, though, about 20 cents off the high, down 3 cents at 961 and a quarter. This morning, we had some export sales announced to China, which was a big driver throughout the morning. Of course, as the day wore on, that news became less significant as the market came down to close lower. Corn was also a little bit lower today, down 3 cents in December to 353. Around a penny off of the contract low, about 8 cents off the high. But throughout the latter part of the day, and as harvest made progress in the Midwest, it really started weighing on the market. As the crop keeps getting bigger, we thought we'd have some sort of storage issues. That's been true on a relatively small basis, but not real widespread. Part of that is because the harvest is taking longer than normal. There's been time to move grain around in order to find storage space, and then some people are even using it. So that hadn't really been an issue yet. It may become an issue, though, as harvest wraps up and yields, of course, have been really big.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
November grain options will expire this week. It's really significant in terms of the November soybean contract. Sometimes you'll see some fireworks due to that alone. And then ethanol production, a little bit higher than last week. Stocks were a little bit lower. Ethanol break-evens were about the same for Iowa, so nothing really significant on that front. One new thing that was announced here recently was the change in the grain limits. You know, a few years ago, they increased the limits due to the fact that prices were so much higher. Well, now that prices have come back down, they're lowering the limits, in some cases reverting back to what they were before the expansion. Corn will now be 25 cents a bushel, soybeans 70 cents, Chicago wheat 35 cents, and then Kansas City wheat 40 cents. So those will be the new limits starting November 3rd. And this Friday, we have the on-feed report, which will give us a demand picture for corn. On-feed, 99.7% of last year, or 10.08 million head. Placed, 101.9% of last year. And then marketed, 99.1% of last year. And that'll be this Friday at 2 p.m. And it looks like for the Midwest, the two-week forecast is above normal rain and above normal temps.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's numbers, December live cattle up 105 at 168.10, February up 157 and 167.62, November feeder cattle up 125 at 235.17, January up 102 at 229.27. December lean hogs up 135 at 89.75, February up 177 at 87.85. December, Kansas City wheat up 3 at 6.05 and a quarter. March up 2.5 at 6.06 and a quarter. December, Chicago wheat up 3 at 5.22 and a quarter. December corn down 3 at 3.53. March down 2.5 at 3.67. November soybeans down 1.5 at 9.62 and 3 quarters. January down 2 at 9.69 and 3 quarters. December cotton down 11 at 62.68. March up 1 at 61.92. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.